The Paradox of Our Times. We have bigger houses and smaller families. More conveniences, but less time. We have more degrees, but less common sense. More knowledge, but less judgment. More experts, but more problems. More medicine, but less well-being. We spend too reckless, laugh too little, drive too fast, get angry too quickly, stay up too late, get up too tired, read too little, watch TV too often, and pray too seldom. We have multiplied our possessions, but reduced our values. We talk too much, love too little, and lie too often. We've learned how to make a living, but not a life. We've added years to life, not life to years. We have taller buildings, but shorter tempers. Wider freeways, but narrower viewpoints. We spend more, but have less. We buy more, but enjoy it less. We've been all the way to the moon and back, but have trouble crossing the street to meet the new neighbor. We've conquered outer space, but not inner space. We've split the atom, but not our prejudice. We write more, but learn less. Plan more, but accomplish less. We've learned to rush, but not to wait. We have higher pay, but lower morals. We build more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies, but have less communication. We are long on quantity, but short on quality. These are the times of fast foods and slow digestion, tall men and short character, steep profits and shallow relationships, more leisure and less fun, more kinds of food but less nutrition, larger incomes but more divorce, fancier houses but broken homes.